Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this week on the Drivecast and for the next couple of weeks, we're highlighting some of our local partnerships and our global partnerships and our national partnerships as we go through our Wide Open World Missions series on Sunday mornings. And so I know Dean talked yesterday about our partnership with the Dream Center. And I want to highlight today, and we're going to take some time to pray for our partnership with Out of Darkness. And so as I was thinking about what Out of Darkness does, and I'll read to you a description here of just sort of the work in which they are involved. But I was thinking about Romans chapter 5, verses 6, 7, and 8. And the Apostle Paul says that, you see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You see the Apostle Paul saying that God, he moved to help us when we were powerless. He moved to help us. Christ died for us when we were ungodly. Christ died for us while we were still sinners. In utter need, God sent Christ for us, and Jesus died for us. We didn't do anything to earn that. We were rescued by him. And so as believers in Christ, as followers of Jesus, I think part of the way we live out the gospel is by saying, Lord, through us, right? We want you to work in and through us. And we want to be looking around at our society, at our community, and saying, where are there people who are in need, people who are in situations that are just extremely difficult, where we can come in and be the hands and feet of Jesus and help? And I can't think of a better organization that embodies that than Out of Darkness. Out of Darkness, this is sort of the description of Out of Darkness. It says, Out of Darkness's consistent work provides a stable space, safe space, for victims to seek refuge from trafficking. Out of Darkness is poised to respond to crisis situations efficiently, coordinating the care needed for stabilization and to make connections to long-term care on behalf of survivors. Their mission statement is to be ambassadors for Jesus Christ, with God making his appeal through us for the world to be reconciled to him. We have partnered with Out of Darkness in fighting against human trafficking for a number of years. We have life groups that are connected and individuals that are connected and serving there. And, you know, for anyone, if you've been paying attention at all over a number of years now, you know this is human trafficking. It's an enormous issue. It's here in our state, in our community. And as believers in Jesus, we should be pushing back against that. And so we're grateful for Out of Darkness and for their work, grateful for the opportunity to be partnered with them. And we're going to take some time here just to pray for Out of Darkness, for the work that they're doing. Out of Darkness, they mentioned to us, right, they're in need of a couple of some new hires, right? They have some positions that are open, so we're going to pray for that. Always, or like with many nonprofit organizations that are doing fantastic work, they're in need of volunteers. We're going to pray for just the salvation of those folks that they're working with, right, who have made a connection with Out of Darkness. And so I just want to take some time now to pray for them and invite you to pray with me for the folks that are being rescued out of these situations, and also just for our partnership with Out of Darkness. So let's take some time and to pray. Father, we thank you that, one, you have saved us. You have rescued us from our sin. And that, God, we have an opportunity, as we've been rescued by you, to be then sent back out into the world to push against darkness in the name and authority of Jesus. And God, one of the ways that that gets expressed is by partnerships like this. We're so grateful for what this organization is doing. Father, we pray against the darkness of human trafficking. Father, we pray for the salvation of those survivors who are rescued out of this, Lord, and they come into contact with Out of Darkness. We pray for those relationships and those conversations. Father, we pray that you would move here. God, we do ask for Out of Darkness. They need a few positions hiring, Lord, that they're looking to hire. We pray that you'd provide the right people for those positions. We pray, God, that you'd help them effectively recruit and retain volunteers. God, we pray from our own church, Lord, for life groups and for individuals to plug in. and to serve as they are led by your Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you that you are working, and we thank you that we get to be a part of it. As Paul talks about 2 Corinthians 5:20 there, right, that you are making your appeal through us to the world to be reconciled to you. And we just are grateful for the privilege to be a part of that. Lord, we love you, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening today. I hope to see you again tomorrow on the LifePoint Drivecast.